We're up to Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, Masechet Avodah Zarah. Bei Shvat, where the Goyim are claiming, why aren't we having an opportunity here? And they said, you never did anything for them. And they said, you know, you never did gave us the Torah properly. He said, you didn't even keep the Zayin Mitzvahs, and so on. So now we're up to the Gemara saying here, that the Yidden, who said the Eden kept the Torah? You're making fun of us that we didn't keep the Zayin Mitzvahs. Who said the Eden kept the Torah? Hashem said, who said? I said. He said, no, you're in the game with them. You're a father. So they said, what about Amalem Kaddish Baruch Hu? We're up to about 15 lines from the top. So they said, okay, you don't trust me. What about Shemayim Va'aretz Yidah Behem? Shekayim the Torah. The heaven and earth will testify. We're on Gimlam and Aleph. I'm not sure exactly where. No, but in this Gemara here. Cool that they kept the entire Torah. I'm in front of Bani Shalom. Shemayim va'aretz noigim medus, and they have no choice. They have to say it. Because why? Because you say clearly, if they don't keep a Torah, they'll disappear. Remember, it says, "Im loy brisi yomim v'layla." If not for my Torah, yomim v'layla, day and night, chukay shemayim va'aretz leisamti, then the world would never have been created. It would never would fall apart. So Taisha already asks, who needs their edus? The fact that the heaven and earth are existing, that in itself is proof that they're keeping the mitzvahs. And Tezik is an answer that no one understands, and all the Mepharshim talk about it, but some of the answers are, that doesn't necessarily mean that all the Yidin kept. Maybe if one Yid keeps the entire Torah, that's enough for it to keep the heaven and earth going. So we want to know how, you know, that most of the Yidin, all the Yidin kept the Torah. The Abishim Malakish, Ma'idachim says in Pasuk, he'edev vahi voiker yoyim hashishi, what's the ha, the hey, the 6 day, melamed shehiskna HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimah sebedesh, the famous 6 day. What happened the famous 6 day? Matan Torah. Hashem made a condition with the world, v'amad imi yisom ha'kavon terasi mutra, it even kept my Torah fine. V'im la'av, ani achzer eschem l'toy v'voy, you're going back to not.
Does that mean that when you had the Chulban, according to the Sabbath, the Chulban, when you had the Chulban,
the world should have been
worse than the Chulban.
What do you mean? They still kept mitzvahs. They still kept mitzvahs. Just had one problem there, shmitzvahs or
sitzkinim. If the Eden would have gone back to naught, I wonder whether
the world would go back to naught.
The whole world.
Now, according to those who say that the Matan Torah was on the seventh day of Rabbi Yosi, who says on the seventh day, what does he do with his pasuk? So remember, Rashi Chumash says, "Hey," stands for Chamisha Chumash Torah. That I'm creating the world. Hey, the emphasis is not on the word shishi, but on the letter hey. Hey is five. The five chumash and the Torah. Because we had a machlekes, how many Torahs are there? Are there five chumashim or the seven? In Gemara Shabbos, we learned there were seven because the 85 psukim, the letters, so that's the machlekes. If you learn that seven, then hashishi is the famous 6 day when the Torah is given. If you learn there were five chumashim, then hashishi is the five chumashim. Ma'idach Sivet says, V'ayinu b'chizkan ha'sisan pasig, m'shamayim hishmai to din. That from heaven, you let us know din and edits yodesh. The world is constantly trembling and scared and so on and so forth. Im yira, if it's scared, lama shakata, how can it be calm? Im shakata, lama yira. And if yara, and if it's calm, then what's it scared? El bechila yara. First, it was scared. What's going to happen? Are people going to keep and so on and so forth? A little bit safe. But the Eden accepted nasa and ishma shakata. The world calmed down. Omlo kosh baruchu. Okay, you're right. I have no edits, but I'll tell you where I get edits from. I'll get a goy to come and testify. Michem yavoy v'yidah ben Yisrael. I'll get you guys to come and testify. Shekayim v'sateru kula. For example, yavoy Nimrod v'yoy. Let Nimrod come and testify. A goy, and he threatened Avram Avinu if he doesn't bow down to Avodah Zarah, he's going to throw him into the furnace. And he did, and Avram didn't bow down, and he threw him in the furnace. And Nimrod will tell you that Avram kept the Torah. By Avram, shalom adam v'gicham, he didn't do Avodah Zarah. He will testify about Avram. Sorry. Now Rashi says an interesting thing is, have you ever heard the famous machlekes, if the Yidden were have a din of Bnei Noach or Bnei Yisrael, the Yidden had a din, if Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov had a status of a Jew,
pre-Matan Torah
or not. Now from this Gemara he can't really bring a proof because the Eidus we're talking about is Nimrod. The Eidus we're talking about will be Lavan, Goyim. But Rashi says here, look at Rashi, Nimrod, it's a Peldig Rashi, Nimrod, says Rashi, about 10 lines in the narrow lines, Hishlichas Avram Avinu beUr Kasdim. He threw him into the fire there in the furnace in Kasdim. Al shalai kibul olav lavet avod yichavim, because he refused to worship Avodah Zarah. Shenesel ben Noach, and Avodah Zarah is forbidden to goyim. VaAvram ben Noachu. Avram, even though he wasn't a yid yet, shalai hoye b'shas matan Torah. Look at Rashi's clearly. Even though it was before matan Torah, so Avram Avinu wasn't a yid; he was a ben Noach. But a ben Noach also has to keep the mitzvahs. At least seven mitzvahs, and one of them is Avodah Zarah.
His attitude was different than Nimrod.
Yes,
that's Yo Hashem kach nikir amrof of Gimel people of Ram Kishnesh.
So it's Rashi amazing. Holds that Avraham Avinu was a goy.
And let's continue further. Next Rashi. Before we go next Rashi. So Rashi clearly says that Avraham Avinu was a ben noach, not a yid. But so what? We still bring a raya from this story here that the Eden already kept the ben noach Avraham Avinu. So it's a little hard to according to Rashi. We're trying to prove the Eden kept the Torah and bring a raya from ben noach. Avraham was a ben noach. What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, but his outlook was completely
different. Yeah, but he wasn't a Jew according to Rashi. So we're trying to bring a raya. The Jews kept the Torah. Look at the next piece of Gemara, Lord Ash again. The next piece of Gemara is on the road, another couple of years.
Yeah, but that's the point. If he's, in other words, there's a Ben Noach who had a Chiyuv at that stage.
And he kept the mitzvah of Ben Noach.
He kept the mitzvah of Ben
Noach. Also Ben Noach.
But nobody else did.
So the Ben Goyim should said, we'll bring you a Raya that we were good because Avraham was one of us and he kept his mitzvah. Look at the next piece of Gemara. Yaveh Lon.
He kept more on a volunteer basis.
Yovei love next tomorrow. Lovin will come along. The Yoy be Yaakov testify by Yaakov. Shle nechshed al agez. They never stole anything. How do we know that? Look at Rashi. Shle nechshed al agez. Listen to Rashi. Yichsev Yaakov said to Lovin when he chased him, Ma matzosim mekol kilei besecha. Did you find anything at all within my possessions from your property? Afilo sakin. Did you find a knife, a kitchen knife? Afilo hemnik. I'm not sure what that is. Or afilo machet. It could be, okay. But I feel a machet, did you find a needle? The hachosn, says Rashi, hador bebeis chamav, generally, if you have a son-in-law living in your house, esrim shana, 20 years, he starts thinking that he owns the house. Kishiyaitse, when he leaves, einu noitl imay klei cotton, he wouldn't take with him a few pieces, thinking that it's already his. Then Rashi continues, ubnei noyach nistavo ala gezel, and again, goyim were not allowed to steal, the Yaakov came, and Yaakov kept it. So Rashi again. Yaakov was a guy. And he kept it. So Pearl de Rashi.
Stark on the shade is also because.
Exactly. And he continues emphasizing it. Next piece of Gemara. Rashi says it again. Look at next piece of Gemara. Tovei Eishes Poitifera. Let the wife of Poitifera come along. Vitayid be Yosef and testify on Yosef. Shalei Nechshel Aveda. That he didn't do an Aveda with her. Says Rashi. Be Yosef Shalei Nechshel Aveda. Eishes Ish Nesha Livne Noach. Even Abnei Noach is not allowed to live with adultery. The Yosef Kiyam, and Yosef kept it, and he was a Ben Noach. One after another, clear.
Torah, which turned us into the
clear.
Am Yisrael,
exactly, right? And we actually have a Machlekes Rashi and Rabban in the Parshas Emor. This very point, I don't remember unfortunately bringing these Rashi, but Rashi seemed clearly here to say that he was Mamash Ben Noach.
And the Rabban, the way he talks about this issue, the Rabban doesn't bring these Rashi.
No.
What about? What would he hold the gabbai the tzivuyim that they had in Mitzrayim of Korban Pesach? And
no, that's different. That's different.
They were already becoming a nation. That was the birth of
the nation. Yeah, that's different. So those are the mitzvahs pre-Matan Torah. And then he had also the Morah. Yavoi Nebuchadnezzar. Then he continued, they just said, let Nebuchadnezzar come along.
If it wouldn't be like that, then all the Yidden before Matan Torah who kept Shabbos in Morah would be Akum Sheshavas.
Yeah.
You would have a problem.
So Nebuchadnezzar, is his name broken up in two parts? Is that deliberate or that's in the Gemara? Nebuchadnezzar. Somebody you have Nebuchadnezzar. The Yoyid b'Chananya Meshavas. I'll tell you about Chananya Meshavas. Shelo Yishtach. Well, the Tzalim bow down to an Avodah Zorah. Teis already says that this Tzalim was not an Avodah Zorah because otherwise it was a big Kiddush. And the Gemara says in the Ksuvah, if they would have been beaten, they would have bowed down. No way in the world, says Teis, that they would have bowed down to Avodah Zorah even under duress. It was a statue of a king. But it looked like people might think that the bound down was order, and they were prepared to be Moisei Nefesh for that. Yavei der Yavish. But again, you see, over here, all we're doing is bringing examples of individuals. So we don't need then Klal Yisrael to keep the whole Torah. Because if so, what's the help? So, okay, so you found Chananya Meshav Azari, and therefore, what does that do the rest of the Eden? So that you don't need to Klal Yisrael, just even a few Eden. Yavid, the Yavid, the Yoy, but Daniel, let the Yavid come along and testify. Daniel, the Yavid said that anybody who davens can only daven to me. Daniel davened to the Ebishter, and they threw him into the lions then. Shalei bitlas at fila, it didn't stop davening. Yavid builded Hashaychi, let come the Bishop, Tsefer and Namasi, Valifas at Timoni, the three friends of the Yidu Behem, be Yisrael, Shekhaim Kodakula, should testify by Eden that they kept the entire Torah, because they were Levim, we linked the Gemara Babasa and Levim. So why didn't you mention Eve himself? Because according to many, Eve was a Yid. And as a Yid, the Goyim weren't interested in Eden testifying to Eden. They want Goyim to testify. That is one day. That was one day. But the other days, all the other days, all the Yid, the question of when he lived.
Also, there's a day that he was a Moshe. Yeah.
According to that day, yeah.
Was there after Matan Torah also?
Yeah, but he was a goy then. But then we don't follow that opinion there. Oh, we don't want to get involved in that machlekes. Shenema, it says in Pasik, Yitnu Adeyem, let them give their Eidus v'yitzdoku, and they will be matzdik. Now, the question that everyone asks is, why does he mention Bilam? Bilam. Yeah, he's the most beautiful thing about Yitzhak. L'cheda, obviously, such a rusher that even in this situation, he's not going to say a good word about the Eden. Even everyone else is thinking more, saying Nimrod. They're all going to say nice things about the Eden at the end, but not Bilam Ben Bor.
I the stuff from Zohar Glai.
Can't trust him. Why?
Because he got what's
the advice, no?
Midian.
Yeah, but true. So that's some Yidden do gefallen, but all the other Yidden, and Matei v'Lech Yaakov.
Meruftim zum Eibushin's mishpat. You know, you're calling him to a din.
Okay, so why tack it in the call Bilam?
He has to say true Eidus. So why didn't they call? Make up
so why didn't they call Bilam?
He was told what to say. Omru
l'fadim Moshe said. Then they're going to say the Eibushin. You know what? Give us another chance.
Bilam will say, "I said that, but it wasn't me. The Eibushin was."
He put it in my mouth.
He said
yeah. And then we had Morrison Hedin that all his brachas turned back into klolos. Except my taibu. Everything else turned back into a kalala. So he was as cruel as they come. Give us another chance. This time we'll keep the mitzvahs. Now, Misha Torech Be'er Shabbos, famous thing that I've always said. Misha, yeah, oh, you lost. Misha Torech Be'er Shabbos, like yes, it didn't happen. Misha Torech Be'er Shabbos, Yechub Shabbos. Whoever was, but if you work hard at Shabbos, you'll get the rewards. Well, now all of a sudden you want Mashiach and everything else. What do you guys do? Nothing. Mishra loy taught about Shabbos, mehechen yechub Shabbos, how do you expect to eat? El afa pike, you know what? I'll be a nice guy. Mitzvah kala yeshli, have an easy mitzvah, a sukkah shmo. L'chuv aso, I say, go ahead and build sukkahs. Says the Gemara, mi motzis amir hachi. What's the point of doing a mitzvah once Mashiach is here? It's too late already, far found. The Free Rebbe used to say that when Mashiach will come, we're going to miss the days of Golos when we're able to do mitzvahs. Because that's it, no more mitzvahs. Today, before Mashiach comes, you can do mitzvahs. Tomorrow you can't do any more mitzvahs. So what's the point of giving the guy a mitzvah sukkah for fowl already? That's the most question. And while we're bringing it down, they cannot get the reward. Will come when Mashiach will come. If he didn't want, they should have a tiny tim and so on. So he said, "No, I'll be easy. I'll relax my rules." Now, my kodal mitzvah kala. Why in the world is sukkah called an easy mitzvah? Why is it such an easy mitzvah? In fact, it's not. If you ask me, it's a pretty hard mitzvah. From the lesbech son kis, it doesn't cost that much money.
It's not hard at all. It's
the fact
you can get someone else to do it for you. But the word is it's the word of sukkah is because this mitzvah Chassidus explains it equals all. It's only mitzvah. There's two kinds of mitzvahs. There are those mitzvahs that envelop you are makifim, and those mitzvahs that are pnimi that internalize. You eat matzah is internalizing. Sukkah is the only mitzvah that has a makif and a pnimi. You're sitting inside a sukkah surrounding you, and what's the mitzvah? To eat in it, to bring it inside. So this mitzvah, therefore, is comparable to all the mitzvahs in the Torah. So if you wanted one mitzvah that should symbolize, you know, the entire Torah, this is the mitzvah. That's why sukkah was chosen. Like what?
A lot of mitzvahs we say they're connected to kol
Torah.
No, that's it. Well, what are you internalizing? Eating is internal.
But there are a number of mitzvahs that we say they're shkulim keneged kol ha-tovah.
Yeah, there's 72 mitzvahs that it says in the Gemara that a shkul keneged kol ha-tovah kula. But that means it's something else. It's chai. We're talking about here a mitzvah that the way you do it, it equals
what,
all the mitzvahs.
Ruchnistic achievements, you're saying?
Makip, pnimi, means the connection to the Eibishter. Miyad kolech vechad, what part of you is connected? Anyway, what happened? Miyad immediately woman made a sukkah on the roof. Rashi says all the roofs that were plachik were very flat and therefore they all sat in the roofs. Like Baruch Hu Magdalim Chama because it was tamas. He made it really, really hot because they put a lot of schach to protect themselves. They basically made Magdalim means pierces. The sun pierced right through the schach. Like today is going to be really, really hot and go right through the cholech. You'll kick the sukkah in the left. And then it says, "Nenatka esmois." The same way we're going to get rid of these ropes because they used to hold the walls together. Ropes. The nashlicha mimena ave. Same way we're going to get rid of the branches, which is the roof. Makdir, and David should made it hot for anymore. I'm going to go to Baruch Hu. So a minute ago, he said David should try to make your life easy, and he went ahead and he made it so scorchingly hot.
See what Rashi says? Nenatka esmois. The same way.
Yeah, yeah.
To keep your Mashiach business,
I remember so much after Mashiach came.
That's
right.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is it after
Mashiach?
Yeah.
Kill him somewhere?
Sorry.
Aren't these words in kill him somewhere?
Yes.
Okay. Says Gemara Baita. So his children started with us. They said, okay, then I'll give you the mitzvah of sukkah. What have we got? When it was very hot, he was still sitting out. Very nice. Says the Gemara, it could be heat wave because remember, sometimes the seasons are late and sukkah can be very hot. But it's pain, so what do you want from the goyim? When he walks out of the sukkah because he can't. You don't kick it in, you're sad. If it's raining and you can't sit in the sukkah, you think you're happy. You walk out with, you know, your face is forlorn, you're upset. And he starts to laugh. Oh, he's happy. It says, he sat in heaven and he was laughing, he was happy. That was the only time the Abish was happy. The only time the Abish was happy, imagine, is when the goyim finally didn't get their taina. All the goyim will come running, they want to be Megayer. And once Mashiach comes, we learned, if the goyim become Yidin, because they see that Yidin have a good life, they're not genuine, we don't accept them. So what do you mean we'll become Gedim when Mashiach comes? It says they're not Makabal Gedim, but rather the Pshat is, they became Gedim, either Gerudim or Gerudim. Now what exactly the Taich is, Gerudim is the Machlekes and the Mefarshim. Some say Gerudim means pierced and wounded, in other words, they weren't whole Gedim. Or the others say the word is gurud alone, lonely, because they were not accepted by the Yidden. But nevertheless, they did it on their own. Rashi doesn't type the word gurudim. It just says gadim, they became gadim from themselves. What exactly is the type of gurudim? Rashi doesn't say. Umanichin tfilin barashain. They started putting on tefillin. So even though in time the Dovin Shleim became gadim, so the Mefarshim say they only became ger toshev. Here the imam became Yidden. They put on tefillin. Mashiach will come. They see that now this is it. They put on tefillin on the head, tefillin mezuzah saying, tefillin on the arms, tzitzis b'gedein, they'll put on tzitzis, mezuzah b'bischeim, put mezuzah on the doors, kivan shiroyin, so for a while they're all going to join in, kivan shiroyin mechemez goy gemogog, so according to this, mechemez goy gemogog happens after Mashiach comes, which is interesting. That was before tchis ha-meisim, but after Mashiach. Usually we learn the goy gemogog first. But here it's clear, Mashiach is here already, they're arguing the Eibishter for, why don't someone miss it? Sorry? Yeah, tagged on, yeah.
Well, if these games, you can't tell me you can't be Megayer after Mashiach, I can still go to Sydney based on all the doors.
Oh.
One knows you need two things to get you a Sydney based in, a pulse and a checkbook.
Anyway. I'm in a daze, I don't hear anything. Okay. Kivan Shiroyim Bechabas Goy Gumog Oimelen.
Let's play back the recording.
Oimelen, he says to them, Amah Bosom. So they say to them, what do you come for? Oimelen, they ask Goy Gumog, what are you doing here? Amrullah, they said, Al Hashem Va'al Mashichai. We came to wage a war against Hashem and his Mashiach. Never says, Lama Rok Shagoyim, Ulum Yegurik. So what happens? Kol Echad Menatik Mitzvah Sevahoylach. They all desert. They're gaitis and they join Goy Gemog. Now it says the Nafka Esmoisre same way, and Bakodesh Baruch Hu. That's when the Eibushter Yeshiv and Masacher. He's happy that they, because the gaitis anyway wasn't a valid gaitis. They did it on their own. Yes, he's happy now. They went back to show the true colors. They never really wanted to become Yidden. They only did it because they thought it'd be an easy life. And they found a Goy Gemog who's willing to stand up. They all joined. Shemar it says Yeshiv Hashmaim Yizchak. So interesting. It's a whole different version here of what of the events that's going to happen. So Mashiach then Goy Gemog. Even though we all say, well, Yitzhak Goy Gemog already World War II or all the other Muhammads they had, nevertheless. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, so here Rabbi Yitzchak made his comment, Ein Lekash Baruch Choyk Eloi Yisrael Yabavad. That's the only day Abish is really happy. Ein it's not so, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Marav. Every day the Abish is happy. Shteim Esri Shoyz Havayim. We'll break up the Abish's itinerary. This is what he does every day. Shalosh Adishayin in the first 3 hours. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yayishev Oisi Betayda. He's sitting and learning Torah. Shania is the second set of 3 hours. Yeshiv Adonis Kola Olam. He's sitting and judging the whole world. Kulay. In other words, we follow Rashi says opinion of Yeshiv, the Abishah judges the world every single day. Taisa is the beautiful thing here. Look in Taisa. Shania is Yeshiv Adonis. The next 3 hours, Abishah sits in Musaf. Usually we daven like before Chatzais, which is the second set of 3 hours. So it's Taisa. Yesh Omrim. Kilakach, therefore, Tiknu Bigdushas Musaf. When we say Musaf, we say La'olam Laimim Mimakoymoy Hu Yifem Berachmav. What do you mean, coming away from his place, he turns Berachamov?
From Midas Adin.
Oh, exactly. Kista Musa B'Shniyazba. Generally, when you daven Musa in the second set of 3 hours, like before noon. But Oz Hu Yeshiv Zarai, you shouldn't daven of a second minion or the early minion on Shabbat 7:30, because you'll still be davening Musa before the second 3 hours. But Oz Hu Yeshiv Adon. The Abish is sitting down judging. But Onu Mispaulim, we're davening Sheyifna Mikisadin, Lesheves Bekisirachim. Abish says, pick him from his seat of din. He should move away and go to, because that's where he sits every day, the second 3 hours, and he's judging. And have rachmim. Says taste of, oh, there's taste of ainir. We should stop tasting right here because the beautiful pshat. There's, I don't like the pshat. You know why? The lemaida maskim and besama kusum. We are going to change and say that the rishon is yeshiv adon. We say that the Abish actually judges the first 3 hours. Lo yitochen and musaf. Usually you don't. And then we arrive for ked. You should dafke daven musaf early morning. Elavade matbeya shetfila kachu. We don't know why. That's the nusach hatfila. Interesting taste of the lashon. We don't understand the nusach. Like Sam Sefer says, the reason why Ashkenaz, he says that is already that Ashkenaz is inferior to nusach Sfard. So Sam Sefer says it's not fair. Sfard has all these mekabolim, so they know how to teach the nusach and kabbalah. Unfortunately, we Ashkenazim don't have any mukabolim. Had we had mukabolim equal to Rizal, we'd have found in our Nusach also big secrets and everything else. In Tezvav, Chuva Tezvav. Yeah, yeah. When he talks about Nuschois. Take him away. Back to the Gemara. So the second set of 3 hours, he's sitting there judging the world. Then he sees suddenly that while the world is not, doesn't really deserve to continue. Anyway, he sits down. Rachman. Chayit should have asked the question that anyway he sits down. Kisei Rachman. What do you have to daven him? Koyma he even berachman le'amoy. Anyway, Shlisha, the third set of 3 hours. Yoishev is zonis kolam kula. The first 3 hours, he works out what the world has in needs for sustenance. From the biggest, largest animals until the fleas and insects, nothing of lice. Revius Yoishiv Mesachel Yossi. You know, David says the last 3 hours he plays around with the Lev Yossi. So David's just happy. What do you tell me? David's only happy one. He's only happy once, and when Mashiach will come, he's always happy. Where's that fit in?
He's always thinking about it.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm little bit. Shneur it says, "Liv Yosin zay yitzar to l'sachik boy." I created Liv Yosin in order to be able to play with him. Taste is Gemara so literally. So the Abish is not happy until Mashiach comes. Taste is because Gemara says we're having Gemara Matzia that the Abish just smiled when Yeshua said, "Toda loy b'shemayim." The Abish just smiled and said, "Atzchuni bonai." What? How you talking? The Abish just smile. He can't be happy until Mashiach comes. So Taste is he didn't really. He was only b'dichus abalma. Was only like an expression. He wasn't really smiling. Like the Abish is as serious as they come. It's not very good. You have to be happy. He wants some asimcha. He demands if there's a Shem
b'simcha. Maybe that's why.
And he's not very happy himself. Says, with his creations, he's happy. But about his creations, he's not very happy because they do Avedis. Only that day when Shem will come, will be happy. From the day the Beis Hamikdash, very hard to understand. The day the Beis destroyed, ain't chik l'kosh baruch hu. So before you said, Rabbi Yitzchak said, the Beis was never happy from creation until Moshe comes. Rabbi Acha says, no, the Beis was happy because the man the Eden were in Israel and Beis Hamikdash. After the churban by Yisheini, the Beis is no longer happy because of the Israel and Golas. Minal on the locus choik, hide legs and happy. Elaine with the sieve is in a posse. Ayikra, Eliki, Eshem, Lakim, Tzvakis. Bayemahu, the Abish said that day, Livchil, and Mispidul, Karcha, that day should be set aside for sadness and so on and so forth. The day of the Churban, Dilmahu, Yema, Vasulai. Maybe only that day, the Abish was sad, day of the Churban. But afterwards, the Abish is happy again. Elchsiv, it says in the Pasik, Im Eshkochechi, Rishalayim, if I ever forget Rishalayim, you should forget my right side. Tigbag, Lashayni, Lechiki. And you should be putting my tongue to my palate. Im Loy Eskiv, I don't remember you. So therefore, we see the Abisha always remembers the Churban. So he's always sad. Sorry? Yeah, we're all masking. Yeah. So you might Dilma Shichelek, and maybe Taki doesn't forget. Abos Chayk Meyikava, why can't he still be happy? Like, you know, the Lashon Tani there, you have Chedvot Kiya Belibado, you can be, you know, sad, happy on one side, and B'chiyot Kiya Belibado, on the other side, you're happy, you can be, we can have two emotions at the same time. El Mahor, from the following Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk, Hechashesi, I was quiet, Ma'olam, Achri, she's apig, I was quiet and held back. So therefore, I'm never happy, always holding back. So the Gemara, but the V is my Ovid. The fourth, what do you do? Yoishev and Malamet to Noikeshav Beis Rabban Teide. The Eibusha teaches kids who died. Rashi says not stam kids who died prematurely. The Eibusha teaches them Teide. Shenemar, it says in Pasik, Esmi Yoideya, who is going to teach the teach knowledge? Esmi Yovin Shmuel, and who is going to explain understanding? Gemulei Mecholav Atikei Meshadayim. Who is going to teach those who were, you know, was nursing from their mother? And who's going to move them about? The Eibishter. Oh, weaned, yeah. Weaned, yeah. Mechalav, Atim, Shalom, yeah. Okay, Mule Mechalav, they were weaned from the milk, because they died, unfortunately, very young. And Atikim, Shalom, they were removed from the nursing from the mother. The Mi, Yoyle, De, Lemi, Yavin, Shmuel, like Mule Mechalav, Atim, Shalom, yeah, so therefore, who is the Eibishter? Umi, Kara, Man, Havi, Mig, Meluhu. So before the Eibishter, who teaches them? Yibay, Seim, Matatan. Some say it's Malach Matat, the one who brings up all the tefillahs to Hashem. The boy says, "Mahava or Avid." The Mishnah is both. What does he do at night? What does he do at night? The Gemara says, "The boy says, 'Me'ein Yimam.' It does exactly the same thing. He does by day. Or the boy says, 'Reichiv al Kruv Kal Shaloi.' He rides on his whatever it is. I think that he's his chariot." And he's floating through 18,000 worlds. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk that the Rechev Elokim, the Eibishter rides, Zri Boisayim, which is 20,000, Alfei Shinon, minus 2,000. Altika Shinon El She'enon, 2,000 less. 18,000 worlds. It's all Ruchazing of things. Yiboyzeim a Yoyshiv V'Shemei Hashir Michayit. Oh, he just sits there and listens to the songs of the Malachim. Shenemar, it says, Yoyma Mitzav Hashem Chazdei V'Layla Shirima. Now they sing with him. Whoever is learning Torah and suddenly stops to have a shmooze, machilin loy is punished. Gecholei resamin, burning coal. Shenemar, it says in pasuk, hakoyfim maluach olai siach, that will catch all those v'shoyde shamin lachman, that they will get the hot coal. That's going to be their bread. In other words, they're going to be punished. For they'll grab away from talking to me, and instead talking about other things. If you learn Torah at night, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moishel Chutz Shel Chesed. If you learn Torah at night, it's unbelievable that Yehoshua will give you a thread of good. And people will, as Rashi says, Chutz Shel Chesed means that you'll find charm and admiration in people's eyes. Shemot says, Yema Mitzava Hashem Chazeh, Velayla Shira Imad. Night when you learn with the Eibishter. Ma Tam Yema Mitzava Hashem Chazeh. Why will the Eibishter tell you your chesed? Because with Laila Shira Imad, night you're singing with him, you're learning Taida with him. Igadam Mish Lakish, Kala Isik, but Taida, whoever learns Taida, but Elam has in this world, Hadaymel Laila, which is comparable to night. It doesn't mean literally night. It means in Elam has in Golos and everything, so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshech Olav, Chutz Shel Chesed, Ba'olam Haba. They shall reward you in the next world. Shenemar says, Hadayim L'yem, see what they say. It says, Yemam Yitzav Hashem Chazev, Adayim shall give you Chesed. Amar Yudam El Shmur, Ma'ayich Hezeh Pasek. Batas Ha'odam, he'll make a person, Kedegei Hayam, like the fish in the water, Keremez, Le'im Moshech Boi. that like that nobody will control you. What do you mean? Why people compare to fish? Just like fish, as soon as they leave the water, this is what Rabbi Akiva told Papas Ben Yehuda. So the water they will die. As soon as they stop being tayda, umina mitzvahs from mitzvahs. Miyad Mason, they will perish. That's right. That's what Kiva told the puppets. He said, "Why are you, you Mason Nefesh?" The government said, "You know, I'll teach Taita." So he gave them also the facts.
You know, Olam Haba contradicts Trias Mason.
What do you mean? Olam Haba is Trias Mason. According to Ramban. The world to come. Okay. Mad dog, just like a fish. Kiva should cuddle in Chama as soon as the sun boils down on them. Miyad Mason. If the Abish gets very angry, they die straight away. In this world, what do you mean where? Either we're talking about this world, where it gets very, very hot, or the Mark explains. Everything is up to the Abish, whether you get sick or wealthy, everything is up to the Abish. It's all Hashgacha Pratis, except Tzinim, cold and heat. It's up to you. If you protect yourself, you will distance yourself from it. It brings away from other psukim that it seems that the Abish is the one who makes us suffer with cold. So he says over there, he's talking about when it's cold, what do? You have to wear clothes. But if you can't afford to wear clothes, then you'll die from the cold temperature. So that's what I mean there, but that's what we're davening over there. But it adds some cold itself, that's. If you catch a cold or not, it's up to me. Why is that? Malaylam haba, the world to come. If you're lucky, if you're lucky, in Gehenim lost in love. What's the Gehenim lost in love? Because Baruch Hu Meitzi Chama Menatika. When Mashiach will come, there'll be another Yem Hadin. And the Abish will take the sun out of its cover. Umagdir, and it'll be boiling hot. So this is Shayim. So the same measure for everybody. Those are, it's up to the Makabal. Those are the Shayim, the Dainiba, will be burnt by it. But tzaddikim emir serapim, but tzaddikim however will be cured by it. Yeshayim nidoinim ba the chsivet of the pasuk, kihine hayoyim ba the day will come, and boy the ketan will burn like an oven. V'hayu kol zedim, all the shayim, kol oisirishon, all those do bad will turn to kash, will turn to straw. V'lat oisam, and there will be a big fire hayoyim haba, the coming day. Amar Hashem tzvakas. The Abish says, "Ashal yazalem shaydish v'al, nothing be left from them." So they will suffer from this hot sun. Lo shaydish b'alam hazev lo anav lo haba. They'll have nothing left. However, tzaddikim misrapim by the same sun, the tzaddikim will be cured by it. See what it says: "V'zorcho lachem yirei shmi." It will shine to you for those who fear me. Shemesh tzedako marpe. The sun will be cured and marpe become fair. One other line: "V'loy oydal shemis adnim bo." They will actually enjoy it. Shenema. It says a pasuk. The Yitzasam, the same passage says, the Yitzasam go out and pish them ke eble marbek. So whatever the passage means, they will go, and Rashi says it means it will be fattened up and they will become bigger, and they'll enjoy it, and won't know any more tzaddas. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.